Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Funis Mota, let me bring this to you, my friend. When we talk about evil speech, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18 says, whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Evil speech is lying lips. And also evil speech is the spreading of slander. Lying lips and the spreading of slander. What say you, sir?
Mfundisi, absolutely. Kunjalo. And ukuqamba amanga. It is a device that the enemy is using in order to destroy our life, in order to destroy even the peace that we have with the people that we say we love. Because when we tend to speak lies, as we represent uNkulunkulu, because amanga awakhi, amanga ayaphilisa mfundisi.
Yeah.
And awukho umuzi ophumelelayo okhelelwe esisekelweni samanga. So kufuneka ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sikwazi ukuthi einkulumeni zethu makungabe bikho inkulumo engalona iqiniso, because uma sizawuphila ngamanga asakhi, kepha siletha inzondo, abantu bagcina bayabulalana mfundisi, abantu bangagcina balwe ngenxa yokuthi ukhulume amanga. Ngikhulume ukuthi umfundisi uyi uthe ngumfundisi uSipho, then sekuba khona ukungezwani phakathi kwalabantu laba just because of the lies that one has spoken, and that uNkulunkulu akakuthandi, akakufuni ukuthi phakathi komlomo wethu sibe ngabantu abakhuluma inkohliso nabangaqamba amanga. Kufanele ukuthi ke iqiniso fundisi silimele ngaso sonke isikhathi. In Psalms 52 verse 2 it says, your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Kusho ukuthi amanga ayalimaza, you know, kunabantu abakhuluma and leave people bleeding. Not physically bleeding, but in their soul they are bleeding. There are people who may evula umlomo wakhe but ngabe sowuzothini. They are already known ukuthi emlonyeni wabo akuphumi ukuphila, kuphuma nje into eqalekisayo, into engumlilo. And lately did we know ukuthi yazi when one speaks amagama esiqalekiso, kufana yabona uma ushaya i-tennis, ushaya against the wall, you hit it against the wall and it comes back to you. Because there is nobody who will speak hateful words from the position of love. Kusho ukuthi lo muntu kayena empilweni yakhe ugcwele inzondo, ugcwele ubuhlungu, and speaking this word so that he can akuzwise ubuhlungu and be hurt because of what he say, to the extent ukuthi because they feel so miserable and they want other people to be miserable like them, that is why they will even start to speak lies, because they are so miserable and they want to draw people babadonsele emgodini wosizi abakulo instead of crying for help so that they can be helped.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729.
657 AM. Radio for Believers in Action.
All right, Tabi saying, I want to understand what you've been saying. I've been looking at this for quite some time. I think for 10 minutes. The WhatsApp have been coming in. But I looked into this one. Tabi Seng says, how to deal with a person, swear, a big swear like Inyamang in Gabani. You know, how to deal with a person who does that. And then Tabi Seng goes and says, the children of this day don't like church because of their father who is apostle. Help me, Tabi Seng. Help me. What are you saying? But I see this one. How do you deal with a person? And I think we get back to this teaching that we are giving tonight. People have to understand when swearing comes in, because it comes in like a thief, man. It uses emotions. Sometimes less talk, because ukwatile leso skhathi. And then it happens that you start swearing and all that. Lenki, thank you so much for the WhatsApp. Lenki says, Dumelang bonta temureneng. Evil speech is the opposite of Genesis 1 verses 3 to 4. There is absolutely nothing good about it. It brings about breakdowns and breakups. It is fatal. Lelimi la hobola. Lelimi la hobola. Lenki Rambo. Thank you so much, Lenki. Okay. Smanga says, good evening, brothers. What comes out of the mouth is an indicator of the spirit behind. Evil spirits result in evil speech. Those in the receiving end of such a speech must know that it is the evil one speaking through the person, and don't hate them. What we speak must be motivated by love to the other. Regards, Simanga. Thank you so much, Simanga. I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. We are talking about evil spirit, evil speech, what it is even all about.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Mamore.
Greetings to you, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings nakubalaleli bonke to the, all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Ngeshow yakasibahle. Ngengathumela iculo, ngathola ukuthi ilingena endaweni erong.
How?
But mina I'm a patient woman.
Yeah.
Ngani ngoba ngimfuzile uJesu Kristu o patient.
Yeah.
Nali icule engithanda ukuletha ukuthi ngempela noma ungaba ezilingweni ezinjani noma ungaba nama challenges anjani akekho omunye esingaya kuye ngaphandle kwaye uJesu Kristu. Here is the song, my brother, Brother Ray.
Thank you.
And to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Ngenga leta ikulo. Kanti kutholakala ukuthi ngempela, hey. Lingena endaweni erong. But right now, I believe ukuthi liza ufika ngani. Ngoba mina, I'm a patient woman. Ngimethembile uNkulunkulu. And ngiyazi ukuthi where there is God, there is a way. Nali ikulo engithanda ukuletha. Elculeka kanje elithi inyange nkulu ikona la okamali inguJesu umlulami sophansila animlale Lucesu Lipi Alinye Ikamalam Esisindi Swangalolam Ali Kuelinye Ikamakam Eli Jesu lotwa uyazesu lizononya animlale lujesu nihambeni yezu lwini Nihlalena uJesu Liphi elinye igama na Esisindi swangalola gama cha ngeli ka Jesu lotwa utumo lo ke guyela sengi mete mbuche Yesu ngiya litanda leli kama ikama li ka Jesu pati lipi elinyi ikama na esisindi swanga lola alikwelinye ikamaka ngelika Jesu lotwa liyalapha izifo zam ikama li ka Jesu liya ngithokozisa nam ikama li ka Jesu liphi elinye ikama nam esisindiswa ngalola alikwelinyi ikama cha eliga Jesu lotwa ozani bazalwa.
Hayi ke iyadosa ke le ngoma yakho namhlanje mama. Ithatha 9 minutes. And ngendlela ithatha 9 minutes ngakhona, hawu Nkosi yami, hayi iyadonsa straight. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the very fact and issue of evil speech. What is evil speech even all about? What is evil speech even all about? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Tune in for life-giving light in the darkness. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Here's a message from Dingane. Dingane says, "Greetings, brothers in the Lord. There is nothing dangerous as a tongue, because it's transporting everything. And one must be very careful. Though we are not so perfect, but the one who controls his tongue is a perfect man. The tongue is powerful than action." That is Dingane there. And then, of course, Frank, how are you? Thank you so much, man. Frank, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and the other pastors.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for not calling out their names. Yosh, I forget them. I don't know why. As for me, I think an evil speech is any speech that opposes the law of God. Like an example, nowadays, people, they say, this thing is not for people under the age of 18. They no longer say this thing it's not supposed to be done, but they say it's for people, it's not for people under the age of 18. And another thing, some people, when they want you to do something that is bad, they say don't be shy. And the other word that they use is don't be scared. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think these kind of the words, they are evil speech. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's actually Umfundisi Motha, and Umfundisi Ukhatebe. It's Umfundisi Mko Motha, and Umfundisi Usipho Khatebe. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this very aspect. And of course, when we talk about evil speech, what do we imply? What do we bring across? Here's a friend of mine. I'll be playing this song as I take your calls. Here's a friend of mine also. And listen to this talk. His name is Cody.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Welcome back. Welcome to it. And of course, I will play that song. Yaga mama, angithi ngishama futhi si slok si thatha kancane kancane. And of course, you can send us WhatsApp and talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you say. Tell us as to how you feel about evil speech. When are you caught in it at times? Sometimes when you are provoked. But what is it? And what does the word say it is even all about? Send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And, of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Thabo Mofokeng.
Greetings, brothers and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the soon coming King. Bazalwane, I am deeply touched by this by the topic. Murudi, I remember Momeksebetsa ngteng, it does happen, Hori. There is this guy who always swear a lot. Whether he's happy, he's swearing. Whether he's angry, he's swearing. So me and him, I keep on telling him, God is not pleased with your language. So those things, and we need to refrain from those things. I remember the scripture in the book of Acts chapter 12. I think it's verse number 12 or something. Mo Herote alafihla teng adula in his throne. Then he started making a speech, according to my understanding, which means he was making an evil speech. And the people, they shouted, they said, it's a voice of God. But Herod was consumed. So which means if we don't refrain from this evil speech, it's just a matter of time, the anger of God will consume us. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
All the time. Thank you so much, Thabo Mofokeng there. We really appreciate you, sir.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Welcome to it, to Basics. My name is Ray. You can call it Sunday Live. And of course, I think Sunday Live is fine. Eh? We are touching on the issue of evil speech, what it is even all about. And I'm looking into the word. And evil speech I see there. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9, it says, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. it is a language of destruction. You know, when we speak of that, it is also a language of destruction. We must be careful. It's a language of destruction. Asivege, Tingan, welcome.
Greetings, Muruti Ray.
Thank you.
And all the leaders before your presence there. The very issue of the tongue is actually very, very, very so sensitive. We must come to understand and to be aware that it's got two parts, which is are contrary to each other. It's got the positive one and the negative one. The tongue is so powerful to a point whereby when you speak good through your tongue, and the people who listen to you will be enjoying what the tongue, what the good that the tongue is transporting towards them. And that is the beauty and the powerful side positive from the tongue. And tongue, it's so powerful because we give the preaching, we preach, we give the teaching, the encouragement, the counseling. That's how tongue is so powerful in the positive side. And a tongue, it's so powerful in the positive side whereby you can even heal out of your tongue. You can restore. Tongue can rearrange things which are not getting together. In the positive side of the tongue, we build, we do many things. And the sad part of the tongue is when we're slandering, we're gossiping, you know, transporting things that make the separation between the people who are getting along. That is the side, bad side of the tongue. So we need to be very, very careful, and people of God must learn how to separate, because the issue of the tongue, when you speak evil, when you speak evil, the Bible says the one who speak evil and the one who dwelleth in evil, the evil will remain in his house. Because of the tongue that speak evil, the Bible says those who love it will see the fruits, either good or bad tongue. But we'll see the result. So this is what the church must be aware of. Because the Bible says you can't do two things from one tongue. We can't speak evil and good from one tongue, no. We must choose what we want to see.
Yeah.
And no one wants to see evil. No one wants to see the wrong result or bad result.
Yeah.
So we need to be careful about the tongue. That's why the Bible says when they curse us, we must bless them. When they attack us, put anything wrong against us, we must pray for them. So this is what how the tongue was made for. This is the part, beautiful part of the tongue, which should result towards every situation. So Muruti Ray, we as the children of God, we need to be taught about how powerful is the tongue. It is unreversible. Whatever you say is unreversible. So we need to be careful. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, man. Thank you. I appreciate so much, Tingan, for sending up the WhatsApp. Thank you, my friend.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. That's 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sikuzokuthini. Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastori, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRiphithi umsakazo wetindzaba leti
thokotisayo.
Manje ke ukukhuluma mfundisi kunamandla kakhulu. Ukukhuluma mfundisi ulimi lolu lusuke lukhulume into le iphinde futhi ifike iyenzeke. Omunye umfundisi ke lo aphinde abe ngumfundisi ufundisa amakhompyutha la enkonzweni leyo kuleyo nkonzo yona leya. Manje ke wayeloku engezwani nobhishophu lo kungu-founder yebandla ebangezwani. Ngoba le bhishophu lithanda imali kakhulu, ifuna imali yonke la makhompyutha iyele kuye. Manje nalo uyacina ngoba umnikazi wamakhompyutha umphila ilungelo ukuthi azidlele le mali leya. Manje ke waphuma ke lo mfundisi womakhompyutha eza kimi la ngaphandle. Wathi engihamba ngithi hey, athi uyababona la bantu bonke la machudeni wonke le. Athi umzukwana ngihamba la, ngiyohamba nabo bonke lawo. Ngathi hawu mpela, athi hey, ngathula. Wahamba ke lo mfundisi. Kodwa ngelinye langaweza wahamba angazange awuhlale isikhathi eside. Wathi ngelinye langakungani langazelwe ngamuntu. Kwabe sokufika botsozi mfundisi la eBhayibheli kwe la kumakhompyutha school la. Bagcekeza bathatha lawo makhompyutha wonke. Kwasala la makhulu la angakhona ngokuphuma kuleya ndawo leyani. Bayivulile la ukuthi batshontshe baphukitshwe ngayo. Manje ke ngabona ukuthi ke amazwi omuntu ukukhuluma komuntu mfundisi kunamandla kakhulu. Manje ke lo umnikazi womakhompyutha loyani wathi bayele kulo umfundisi wami le bayofunda khona le ngeke bagutika naphela bonke baya le kuye bofunda le. Manje uyabona mfundisi ukukhuluma kufuna sikukale ukukhuluma. Kani mambo pastor?
Kani mambo mfundisi amina na cancer mfundisi amina.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. The very aspect, the very issue of evil speech. What it is even all about. And then people said, oh man, you can cut to this morning. I'm cut. WhatsApp yakhe. So leyango mayicula leyani. It's 8 minutes 38 seconds. Ningana nambuza na afuna kulum. It's eight. So I played it for almost 6 minutes, and I'm going to play it again. La payana la ebe ikona, so that we be fair. I mean, you know, people pay a lot of money to send WhatsApp, so we can't just cut them willy nilly. Yeah, bona. Uthi beka itumele yaenda wene wrong beka funize kona la. So. Nazoge nkosi yami, awu nkosi yami, nazoga sike sithi
eni lihlabelele ikamali kaYesu liphi elinye ikamana esi indiswa ngalola alikeli inyikamaqa eliga
Jesu lotwa. Brother Ray.
Mama.
Emini nje ngaletha ku sister. Usister bani usister sibahle.
Yeah.
Ngani ngoba liyashonezwe likaNkuluNkulu. Lithi we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yebo.
Nali iqulo engilethayo. Ingakho mina ngicula ngesibindi. Ngithi mina you are my brother. Emini ngithe we dadhe wethu sibahle. Wena ungumfo wethu kuNkosi Jesu Kristu nali iculo engilethayo elithinyanga enkulu ikhona ama challenges angaba khona umendo ungaba njani kepha uNkulunkulu ngasonke isikhathi nguyena inyanga enkulu esithi akekho enye inyanga elapha izifo inyanga engaphezu kwazonke izinyanga uyinkosi yamakhosi ngiyabonga webhuti wami emini ngithe dadhe wethu sibahle kanti iculo lami lizongena endaweni ewrong kepha lingene kudadhe wethu omunye okhonza naye nawe mfowethu brother Ray ngiyaletha leli culo izwi anginalo ngiletha umhlabeleli elithi inyanga enkulu ikhona alikho elinye igama esingasinda ngalo ngaphandle kwelika Jesu Kristu ngiyabonga we brother Ray good evening.
Thank you so amen. Much man. Amen. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. Hey, my daughter. Siyabonga, siyabonga. Mala, I'm going to read what you said. Mala says, wow, that's great song. Oh, yes. And you are laughing at the same time, Mala. Says it's great. Thank you so much, Mala. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The issue of evil speech.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.com. co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mr. Mpofu, let's hear you. Lawrence Mpofu.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
No, Lawrence, Gampofu lapha ngobulawa in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Hayi
ngilalela uhlelo mfundisi wami. The power of the tongue, you know, we were created in the image of God. Okutsho ukuthi we are small gods. Of course we can never be on the same level with God, but we are created in His image. Meaning, uNkulunkulu uthe edala umhlaba lo, He said the word, and the word became something. Meaning, lathi njengabantu benyama, silawo amandla wona lawo ukukhuluma into isiba khona, or saying something, we create ngolimi lwethu. So njengabantu mele we must watch our tongue. We must watch what we say. Be careful what you say. Ngoba kulesikhathi engiyake ngibone abantu uthuka umntwana. You are a dog, you are what very lazy. Uza kufudubeka. And you know, some of these kids, if they are not liberated from those words, ngabe ngathola umuntu ongabathandazela bephume kulawo mazwi akhulumwa ngumzali, a child can become what their parent said he is. So ngiyabonga kakhulu itopic yakho, yafundisa kakhulu. Every Christian, watch your mouth. Watch what you say, because there is power in the tongue.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Lawrence Mpofu. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. Within your calls, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this, the matter of evil speech. What has been your experience so far?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Get your daily bread and also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Mom Maureen is back. Mom Maureen is back, man. Mom Maureen.
Good evening again, Brother Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Now let's see Mina talk. I won't be long. That is a fella verse A1.
Yeah.
Hanser buaka so tete talang. Reabua can tete talang momo le fatting. So Nagrata utlisa Mina talk. Oba nna ke dula ke thabile ngihlalang jabulile where my brother. Here is the song. I'll only bring one verse. Kitabina fela verse A1 fela e bine ka tsela tjena iri likunutu limurena ohumuna Tihakaka kibuisa neliana kamapilu ki ikutwam kimulele titi eti zangha Kiruletso tsetsa una likunutu only morena. I'll only bring one verse. Ebuanga likunutu hauli likunutu le morena. Humunati hakakang how buisana le ena ka mo pelong ya hao re mmolella tsohle ditsietsi tsa lefatshe re rula tsohle ho yena ha o le lekunutung le morena ha o keke wa ba le an evil speech ha o le lekunutung le morena ka nako tsohle my brother Ray. Hey, kana ko sohle ho bulela fela sentle tse thabisang mudimo tse thabisang batho ba mudimo ha o le lekunutung le morena kana ko sohle re re ditsietsi ha di biteng ri sa o hle mathatsa rona ho ho morena Jesu ha o le kunutu le morena. You will never found yourself who bua the evil speech, who bua o seba, who bua ka batho ba bang, ho ba le botlabe o le kunutu le morena. Ha o le kunutu le morena, my brother, ke tla ko bulele batho le kunutu. Hey, ba mamedi ba radio pulpit, wa tseba ha o le kunutu le morena Jesu. Kana go sotlhe o ifumana o etsa sentle fela tse thabisang modimo tse agang batho. Ha o le kunutung le morena ha o ka ke ba bua se fapaneng le lentse la modimo. Ha o le kunutung le morena kana go sotlhe o etsa tse batlwang ke modimo tse thabisang modimo. Ha o le kunutu le morena kana go sotlo o dula o thabile o bua sentle fela. Ha o le kunutu le morena kana go sotlhe o tlo bua se batwang ke modimo se thabisang modimo. Ha o le kunutu le morena kana go sotlhe, my brother, you will forever and always speak good. You will never speak evil when you are in a secret with God. How lili kunutung le morena kya leboga brother Ray ke tlisitse mina thoko e buang ka likunutung le morena hobane how lili kunutung le morena you will never ever speak evil. You will never ever say anything that is not in line with the end with the word of God. How lili kunutung le morena kana go sohle o tlo etsa tse thabisang modimo. Kya leboga brother Ray, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, thank you so much. Godfrey, my friend, welcome.
Good evening, Brother Ray and listeners. Evil speaking, evil tongue, evil talk. Itang is very powerful, but ifana ne rada escape langa panzi kuti escape irada kona incane mara nayijika ijingisa escape esikulu. So ilimi nalo lincane but mara lingashisa ihlathi the way lingakhona. Ilimi limnandi kulo olukhulumayo, we'll enjoy ngoba olukhuluma impressa ayenzi show off abukisa nzanitshela. And then nabanye abakhuluma bathukane into engapheli. So we must be careful of what comes out of our mouth. This is training ngoba out of the mouth comes blessings and curses. UNkulunkulu he created the world by speaking through his mouth via the tongue. So it's very powerful what we say to our children, to our friends, to ourselves. Ama self-affirmation, if you want something, we must be positive. Sikhulume izinto eziright, not as negative, because they might be realized and be fulfilled. We underestimate itang as if siya joker at times nasi sikhuluma, and then leto na siya fulfilleka, bese kuba buhlungu. So in order to avoid tongue to fulfill the evil, we must always speak is into as you write. Example I couple with scripture, oh Jesus, I can remember when Lazarus died. They told him, our brother has died your friend for 3 days, for the past 3 days. But when he answered, he said, no, he's not dead, he's asleep. Why? Because he knows the power of the tongue. Had he said he is dead, he would have died, that Lazarus. So he chose the correct words. So we didn't know he's alive, he's asleep, he's not dead. So Nati, we shouldn't affirm izinto umuntu nakagula simcindezele ukuthi uyahamba lozoshiya. As long as umphefumulo usasengaphakathi komuntu, we must always have speak hope, speak life, and speak good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mayahi. Thank you. I really appreciate. And of course, we are looking into the very issue of evil speech. What it is all about. Okay, let me get to our guest just after. A jiffy.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now check this one out. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. Just wait a bit. I'll give it to you. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 10. Oh, sorry. Matthew chapter 27, verse 64. Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Now, the issue that I want to bring across with this is that evil speech is also full of deception. It is the fullness of deception. What say you there? Let me give you a minute. What say you there, Pastor Motel?
Mfundisi, that is absolutely correct. Because usathane ufuna ukuba siduke endleleni yethu nasekumeni noNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
So an evil speech there, Mfundisi, it is deceiving and taking away the people from the truth that they know of who the Son of God is, of who Christ is. Afananiswe nezinye izinto, afananiswe nabanye onkulunkulu. So when we speak, Mfundisi, of deceiving abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, that is an evil speech. That is an evil speaking, because we want to move the people from the light, from their faith, and bring them into darkness. So you spoke earlier about one who destroys is the life. When you speak lies, the lies destroys the life of the one of your neighbor. Ukukhuluma ngako ukuthi amanga nokudukisa akulethi ukuthila, but aletha ini ukuthi umuntu aphile a defeated life. Isaiah 3 verse 8, Mfundisi, says that for Jerusalem stumbled and Judah is fallen because of their tongue and their doings against the Lord. Uma sikhuluma manga, we will fall and we will live a defeated life. We will stumble in the way because we are not representing God.
Absolutely, Mfundisi, I'm absolutely. Unfortunately, time seems to have run a bit. Kotso B. Mev says, Dumelang Baruti Bami, Kalibitso Lamorena Jesu Christ, Proverbs 15, verses 2, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. Are you heleng ubuasingwe lesingwe? Are you tokomeling? So si lilimi si ritsenya matating. So si lilimi si ritsenya matating. Kotso! Thank you so much, Kotso Mavimbela there. Namsile Komu.
Ngiyabingelela bazalwane egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngibingelela abafundisi abakhona. Ngibonga nje uNkulunkulu bazalwane ukuthola lesi siteshi. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngina 3 days ngingene kusona lesi siteshi.
Welcome.
Bazalwane, ngibuka le topic okukhulunywa ngayo. Ngibuka makusakhulunywa ngamandla olimi. Kunezinto bazalwane noma ngingazi, kodwa ngithi uma ngiyibuka nje ngike ngadlinza nami nje ngayo bazalwane, induku esesijwayele ukuhayana ngayo emabandleni, izwi likhuluma ngomnikelo bazalwane, which is the will of God, lokuthi sinikele. umoya ongcwele ukube khona ukufundisa umzalwane wambule futhi makuwuthi angibulekile. Kodwa kunento esijwayele ukwenzeka emabandleni uthole ukuthi sokuzokhishwa amagama ethu ubona ningabusiseki nje, ubona ningayitholi imisebenzi, ubona ningane zenu zingahloniphi, iy'ngane zenu zinjani nje yingoba ninikeli. Sengibuka ukuthi akukhona yini okunye kokuhlisa isiqalekiso kubazalwane sivike sesithatha indawo kamoya oyingcwele okufanele ukuthi ngobizo suke selifundiwe kwakushumayela lo kushumayelayo. Uma ngabe sesizolokusima-ke manje singofana ngalokho sitshelane ukuthi uthothe umzalwane omunye uzathi ngcono ngihlale ekhaya ngeke ukukholwa ngoba anginayo imali okunikela, ngiyoshawa ngalokunikelwa, iy'ngane zami ziyangihlupha, yona into okunowa ngayo ukuthi iy'ngane zami ziyangihlupha. Mhlawumbe ukuthi ezinye izinto ngempela zibukeka zizizinto kwelinye isayidi, kodwa ubuye ubone ukuthi angathi sesithatha kakhulu nanendawo kamoya oyingcwele siyibandla singasamdedeli ukuthi enze umsebenzi wakhe athe uKristu Jesu uyakusifundisa konke. Ngiyabonga nje bazalwane kakhulu ukuhlangana nani in Jesus' name. Amen.
Inkosi ikubusise kakhulu, mama ikubusise kakhulu. Maureen, you sent two WhatsApps and it's Katsambile. Let me play one.
It's James chapter 3, verse 6. Liti, and the tongue is a fire,
yeah,
a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body,
yeah,
and sets on fire the course of nature.
Hey.
And it sets on fire by hell. Yizwe engilathanda ukuletha ngani ngolwimi ngani, ngoba ulwimi lolu uma sikhuluma ngalo yilona olenzani olumosha konke. Ngiyabonga brother, that minute engilethile is James chapter 3 verse is James chapter 3 verse 6.
Thank you so much, I really appreciate. Sipho ekugcineni, what do you say? Just a minute, in a minute.
I thank God from this ability, the Holy Spirit is not quench him, but will direct us to speak, when not to speak, how to speak it, because yeah, he's the one who always leads us into all truth.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Simota, I appreciate. Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you so much, my brother, and blessings to you too, and nakumfundisi uSipho nabalalele emakhaya, and to our families, blessings of the Lord be upon them.
Absolutely. Ungikhonzele ekhaya, batshele ukuthi ngikomplaine naphambi kwamadoda isolo ngathi awusisi wami ngathi sekanye. Sekayangikhafula manje nami ngokuphapha emhlakazweni. Hey, angixolele udadewethu madoda, nkosi yami, hawu. Sumde.
Hayi, sekuxolele, sekuxolele.
Asiyabonga kakhulu. Esipho, utshela umakoti ukuthi sithi akhule njalo.
Hayi, nangulaleli uyezwa mfundisi, asibonge, sizomtshela kakhulu nabalaleli makhasi, uyabonga mfundisi Mota, thank you. Sithi umshini opompa amanzi. Mfundisi Ray, amen.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi inibuse kakhulu, ngiyabonga kakhulu, and a good night to both of you. Thank you so much. And of course, next week we are talking about suffering for Christ. We will be touching on that next week. And have a great night. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much for listening through. It's been great. It's been wonderful. What an honor to be with you. And thank you very much for being patient with us. And I know we don't know everything, man. But you know. Nalas papalaza kona. Thank you that you're patient with us. To the King of Kings and Master of all, Yahushua HaMashiach, who by his Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, he continues to guide us into all truth. May he be glorified as we see the Father Yahuwah Elohim through him. Have a great night. Tuda Rabbah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.